Hey, that was cool, wasn't it? Musical intro. I'm driving my car. Welcome to Mr. D's driving audio podcast Twitter audio boo thing. All right, whatever. So I'm sitting in my car and listening to music, and a thought occurred to me, and it's about Apple. So as both regular readers of this Twitter feed know, I am an Apple guy. An iPhone user, and I play a lot of poker. So I often sit at the poker table listening to music on my iPhone 3GS, both with the iPod application and more recently with Pandora, which I found late in the game, but I think is phenomenal. So I sit there a lot, and I use the earbuds that came with my iPhone. I've always used the earbuds that came with the iPod or the iPhone. I think they're fine. I know a lot of people don't like them, but, you know, I don't use them in very noisy places. The only time I've ever been dissatisfied with them is on an airplane, where, truthfully, noise-canceling phones are required. But other than that, I think the iPhone earbuds are great. But I sit a lot at the poker table listening to them, and people complain about them. And I just, you know, sort of say, well, okay, you complain about them, I think they're fine. I don't get in fights or anything. But this is a couple months ago, at a table, somebody was complaining that the little rubber rings around his earbuds started to come off. And I looked at mine, and sure enough, mine were starting to peel off, too. The little rubber gasket things that go around the earbud. So because he said that and I noticed that, I started paying more and more attention. And lo and behold, just a couple of weeks ago, they came off significantly. They were hanging loose, and I peeled them off and I shoved them back in my ears. And wow, they were really uncomfortable. So I've been using the earbuds without those little rubber rings for a while. And just today I was driving and it occurred to me, and I gave Apple tech support a call, 800-SOS-APPLE. And the guy said, can I help you? And I said, yeah, the earbuds for my iPhone, the little rubber things came off. And he said, well, let me send you some new ones. You see, it's been less than a year since I bought my iPhone 3GS, and so I'm covered by AppleCare. And AppleCare covers not only the phone itself, but everything that came in the box with it. So he took my credit card number in case I don't send the broken ones back. Then they'll have to charge me. But as long as when I get the new ones, I send the broken ones right back to him, in the same box using the pre-sealed sticker. They even give you tape to seal the box up. As long as I send them back, then they don't charge me a dime. He also told me I only have 44 days left on the AppleCare that comes free with the phone, and that I can buy a new one if I want. And I said, you know, I'll go ahead and buy one of those soon. I don't need you to sell it to me today. He said, that's great. No hard sell or anything like that. And I got, you know, replacement earbuds, and I'm going to go ahead and buy AppleCare. Now, some people listening to this who don't like Apple may say, well, why would the earbuds ever, you know, fall apart in the first place? And I would say to that, well, you know, they go in and out of my ears a lot, and it's not unreasonable to think that free earbuds would last about a year. What's cool here is that Apple's going to give me, essentially, earbuds the last 2 years, because the first pair last a year, and they're going to give me another one now for free. And if I buy AppleCare, they'll give me, you know, as many more as I need for 3 years from the date of purchase, which is great. And I don't know if anybody else does that with their MP3 players, because frankly, I have no idea if anybody else makes MP3 players. Does Microsoft still make the Zune? And if so, does anybody else still make one? I have no idea. I use my iPhone. But anyway, Apple often gets a bad rap, and that's not cool, because all people have to do is call the phone number, and Apple will replace whatever's broken. And it's unfortunate that more people don't know that. There you go. End of rant. Let's see if I can do a cool music outro, too. Yeah, baby. Thanks for listening.